Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter.
Changing my mind.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter and Sophia Georgiou. Man, let me tell you. Hey, Sophia. What's going on, girl? How are you, baby?
Hey, Greg. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm a little crazy. You know me. I'm, like, real crazy because I'm pushing buttons on. Guys, we're going to go to a new platform next week because we've been on this platform for, seriously, about 20 years. And all of a sudden, things aren't working the way they should work. So tonight, Sophia, let's move on. For the third time, we're featuring the music and the sounds of the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire. How about that?
In my opinion, one of the best bands that ever, ever lived. Just the best. Love them.
I agree.
I remember them growing up.
I agree with
you. In the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I agree because, let me tell you, Earth, Wind, and Fire was instrumental on, and this show is dedicated to our deceased fathers because Sophia lost her father in August. And so did I. I lost my father in August on my 15th birthday. So this show is expressively dedicated to them because they were awesome, awesome men, and they loved their families. So tonight is all about the greatest band in the land, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, and I won't give Sophia a hard time about because she wanted Maurice White, you know, to show up, but that's okay. He won't tonight. I hope not.
You never know.
If you're listening,
I want you to go and tap Greg on the shoulder and tell him that you're there.
No. I need you to stop. Don't do that. We're going to get into a few songs,
Maurice?
And we'll be right back. This is one.
Pouring in Never, 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 never
You're listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter and Sophia Georgiou here at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. So, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you singing away.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you guys this. I got so many things happening around me. Like, I'm in the studio, right? And I got here like 5 minutes before I was supposed to sit down. And I got a headphone on. I got no producer. I got three other shows going on. And I'm like, so. And I'm trying to keep Soph awake. And, like, I'm just all over the damn place today. But, guys, I got to tell you, I know I'll let Sophia talk after this. But I have to say, Earth, Wind & Fire, to me, is the baddest band in the land. Because I remember I was 15 years old. I was actually 15, 16th birthday. I was 14 years old. 14 years and 8 months. And I was working at a place called Gino's. It's called now Kentucky Fried Chicken. That was my first job, right? And that's why I don't eat chicken today, but that's a whole other story. It was cold as crap outside. It was December 15th, 1975. It was a Monday night. And I knew my mom and dad was about to get a divorce, and I went out and bought the album. The album came out called Spirit by Earth, Wind & Fire. And I played that song. I played that album till the needles went out. So Earth, Wind & Fire was truly instrumental in me growing up, you know. I don't know about you, so what did Earth, Wind & Fire do for you? I know you're a lot younger than me, but that's okay.
Yeah, I am not that much younger, but yeah, I'm a few years younger than you. But Earth, Wind & Fire, I am a 70s chick. I was born in 1972.
Right.
So right. I grew up with Earth, Wind & Fire, in all fairness. You know, we listened to
right.
that. And I was a bit of a boogie little diva, even as a young child. And I just love their music. It, you just cannot help but feel the rhythm and happiness when
right.
you hear, as soon as Earth, Wind & Fire comes on the radio, oh my God, everybody's,
right.
you know,
right.
ready to go. So for me, yeah,
right.
Earth, Wind & Fire was imperative in my growing up, you know.
Right.
My dad
right.
was a huge
right.
player of lots of music. He was very eclectic
right.
when it came to music,
right.
but he loved all types mm. of music, and Earth, Wind & Fire was definitely one of the bands that he adored.
Mm.
So it was fun.
Mm.
I loved it.
You know, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to feature the whole music of Earth, Wind & Fire. If you guys have some memories of Earth, Wind & Fire, because, you know, The Quiet Storm is about R&B music, you know. We do a mixture of a lot of things, but mostly it's The Quiet Storm. It's stuff that I and Sophia grew up with. If you want to call us at 563-999-3555. I'm going to get into some more music, but this song right here from the Spirit album called Imagination. You guys, we're going to sit back and just relax and let's reminisce. Don't go anywhere.
Magic mirror, come and search my heart. Sophia Giorgio, Sophie. Tonight, we're reminiscing on the sounds of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I thank God every day for you, Soph, because honestly, you know, this was an interesting period in my life, a coming of age. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad died, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, every song means something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an emotional time, especially music. Music brings out emotions that the trauma that we go through, and it's a savior to us, Greg.
Right.
And it has been, and music has been for me too. And you know, in dark times, in good times, when you listen to music, it sort of brings all these emotions to the surface of it, really. So, you know, with your with your dad and Earth, Wind and Fire, and obviously you going out and buying the Spirit album, you're always going to have that connection to Earth, Wind and Fire and their music. In a good way, but also in a sad way, because you know it was a sad time in your life. But but listen,
but,
you know, for me, Earth, Wind and Fire was, my God, it was just, even to this day, I mean, I'm, you know, driving around, you cannot beat just putting Earth, Wind and Fire on and just on a long drive. It's just a must have amazing. How many times have I sort of, you know, been spoken to you when we've been speaking?
Right.
And I don't use the phone in the car, by the way, guys.
Right.
However, I do use my hands-free.
She's jamming, guys.
And
You do jam, baby.
I do. We're always listening to very similar things, though, Greg. That's the ironic thing, really. We listen to all the same type of things, and you're like, oh my God, I'm listening to that album now. Do you remember when I sent you the album?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, and you were like, oh my God, I'm listening to that myself.
I was listening to that album, and what was the name of it? I can't remember. Because we talk, guys, 100 times a day. So Sophia has to remind me. What did I say? He's always reminding me. And I'm just saying, it's not age. It's just my brain works faster than others, right? So, but
that's what you like.
There's
to
a
do.
Lot of songs. No, I do. Let me, you know, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know what? We're going to keep playing some music. This song that I'm playing, this was definitely a coming of age song called Keep Your Head to the Sky. And really, it's still in my rotation. And if you guys listen to this, if you guys don't know it, it's a very, when you're down and when you think you're done, and when I've had moments in life, this song was a savior. So guys, I'm going to play some more. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some more Earth, Wind, and Fire, and we'll be right back.
something. I've felt something else. I don't think so.
But I might as well get down to rest.
You're listening to Quiet Storm, and I'm Greg Lassiter here with the great goddess herself, Sophia Georgiou. Hey, so, Earthwind, should call them Earthwind and Maurice, because Maurice White actually founded the group of Earthwind and Fire, because he's all that. And, you know, and I know it's really late where you are, so you know what we're going to do? We're just going to keep playing music, you know, and we'll come back in a few minutes. So I want you guys to get the full experience of Earth, Wind, and Fire. How about that, So?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. It's we're celebrating their music. So let's do it.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Now I'm craving only time you want to get together with them is the Haunts.
Oh, a hit. Let's make the day. The heart and this emotion we can both see love grow. Show me your love.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter and Sophia Georgiou. Guys, I want to tell you guys this. I know you guys are calling in, and we're trying to work out the technical difficulties right now because I got people in the studio that's trying to help me out. But we're going to continue. Is that okay, Soph?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. No problem at all.
You know what? But don't have no fear, guys. We, you know, next week, we'll be on a different platform. This song goes out to my rest in peace twin brother, Terry. So keep jamming with us, people.
I wonder.
Wow, that was wow. Ramsey Lewis with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter and Sophie, the goddess Georgiou, who stays up to do this. But guys, I want to first, before anything, we got about 33 minutes, and I want to say a couple things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are texting me. You're calling in, but we're having technical difficulties. Like, for the last, I've been on this platform for about 15 years, and it's always been, I've not had a lot of issues, but the last couple weeks we've been having issues, and especially doing, I don't know what it is, doing this segment, Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know? So remember last time we had an issue. But
three times.
I got to say this.
Three times.
This is a judge. I want to give this a big shout. Okay, Lolo from Harlem. Dude, you're awesome. Thank you for listening. All the Harlem crew, you guys are outside listening to us dancing to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love you guys. We love you guys. Keep doing it. Annette up in Watertown, New York. Annette, thank you so much. She's on the border of Canada. And right now, I'm sure Annette is cold as hell up there, right, in the summertime. Joking, just kidding. And who else? Ginny in New Zealand. Ginny, I can't think of your last name, but Ginny. Lynn in the Philippines. Who else? My crazy ass family. You know what? I'm not even gonna name you. Y'all just crazy as hell. Mental illness is real, for real. My family is mental. But hey, so you are amazing to keep me, because you know I'm easy. I don't have meltdowns, and I'm not a perfectionist like Soph. I kind of roll with it. But there's times where I'm like, you know, I'm always multitasking, but I'm always planning. But this right here is insane, you know. Real quick, one more time. My grown folks music crew, you guys are trying to crawl in with the K. Thank you guys for listening. Denise out in L.A., congratulations on your marriage, on your nuptials. Is that right? Nuptials?
Hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
You know what? Denise was, when I started Grown Folks Music, she was new. And she learned a lot. Now, you know, she got her own group doing her thing, her and her husband. And Denise, keep doing what you're doing, girl. And Marcia, Empress. Keep doing what you're doing. You know Empress Marcia. She's listening to us out in Canada.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I've talked too much because Soph says, Greg, you never listen. Listen, Greg, and her British / Greek accent. Okay, and you know what? This is when I know when Sophie's upset. Sophie, this is when I know she's frustrated, because she's always calm, cool, and MF collected. Always collected. Like, yo, Greg, okay. She doesn't respond. But when I don't respond to what she responds to, she talks fast. I don't know what to talk about. I've learned that. She talks fast.
Have you ever heard of karma?
Have you ever heard of karma? No, it's true, though. I would say something. I'll text you something, right? We're going back and forth about business. We're on the same vibe 99.5% of the time. But Soph, I'm going to say this again. Sophia is always right. And when she's wrong, she could be right. That means Sophia is right. I know that's twisted shit, but it makes sense. You know, I'm going to say it again.
You know what you learned?
Sophia is... What?
No, I'm just saying, see, I'm teaching you well, Greg. That's all I can
say.
Yes,
you know, you
You're
are.
Learning.
You are. No, I know. I mean, and that's what's crazy, right? I've learned this. When Sophie is, when I think, I don't catch her out there at all too many times. But when I do, I jump on it like a pig on slop.
Yeah.
I will jump on it.
Yeah, you do.
But then she'll go, you know what? I could be wrong, but I'm not. But when I'm right, and I could be wrong, I'm probably right. And I'm like, what the fuck? But you, it makes sense. It makes sense. It truly freaking makes sense. I ain't mad. I am not mad. You know, he keeps me. He keeps me on my damn toes. Like, but I do know this. You know what? She shows no weakness. But when she gets upset, she's like, no. I've never. You think you guys think I talk fast? No. Try listening to a Greek English woman who tries to be cool. You're like, what? But anyway. But go ahead, so if you could talk. I'm going to shut up.
Listen, I'm cool with it. You can carry on, my love. No, I am. At the end of the day, listen, women are just very emotional beings, and we think very differently
right.
to you
right.
men. So
right.
we had this conversation
right.
yesterday,
right.
didn't we?
I have to interject here. You say we're very different. Sophie only used that when it works for her. Because you know what? Seriously, did she say we're very different? Then she'll get into, she said, oh, you know what? I'm a woman. I can be emotional. Really? Really? Sophia?
Greg. Be quiet. No, you know when. Oh, I'm joking. No, you know what I'm saying. Men think very differently to women, and women
right.
are quite emotional creatures. That's what we are. And the thing is with women, can I just really say this? We get shit done at the end of the day. We get things done when we want things done, or we want something done.
God.
We get things done. So, you know.
Listen, you guys sometimes
just take a little bit of time.
Oh,
that's all it is. And we have
to. Now she's trying to clean that shit up. She's trying to clean that shit up. That's some bullshit. I can say that. This is our radio day. Sophia, Georgiou, let me explain something to you, Miss Fang. You know what? I will put Sophia up. She's like when it comes to like business, I mean, I'm not emotional when it comes to business. I'm very passionate, and Sophia knows it. I'm like, oh, like what the fuck? Blah blah blah. Sophia's always cool in the month. She's cool in the gang, always. So I am not going to give Sophia Georgiou that. Oh, I'm a woman and I could be emotional. Oh, hell no, no, absolutely freaking not. I'm not giving you that. No. Sorry, ma'am, not giving that to you. No. Now you want to use that. I'm a woman. You're talking.
Not
really?
Me. I'm
you
just talking
what?
Generally. As
no,
a,
no.
Listen.
Oh, now
like
she's talking generally. Go, guys.
Things done. We are talking generally.
Okay, but wait.
It is.
Generally.
Here we go. See?
Generally,
I can't get a word in edgeways, guys. Can you tell?
Oh, my God. I'm going to shut up right now. I'm shutting up.
No. Here we go.
Carry on, love. Tell you.
Everybody.
I'm going to sit here and have a squat of blood.
You're witnessing our first domestic. Are we having a domestic partner? Are we having a domestic?
No, we're not. No, not at all. Dude, no. Hey, look. But you guys got to understand something. I haven't had business partners ever. And because I just do what I do, right? But I'm going to tell you this. Having a business partner like Sophia, like if she's on her game. You know, she's on a game, and she, I even say this, you know, she, when she doesn't know something, she's like, Greg, you know, can you explain it to me? And I love that because that most people would, you know, where Sophia is in life, she's high status, and she's got the great connect, and everybody respects her. So I'm going to say this, I'm very blessed to have her as my business partner and run my organization. But I've never had that, so I have to, like, take a step back, and I'm in a learning stage. I'm like, what? She said, did she know who I am? Did she say that? Did she say that?
You're
shit?
The CEO.
And I'm saying,
you're the CEO.
Yeah,
and I'll
oh,
never
you know
forget
what?
That
no,
you're
you
the
did
CEO,
not.
Mr.
No, you don't. No, you, did you? We doing that? We doing that? Okay.
You
we doing that?
No, no,
we doing
no,
that?
I'm just pointing.
Nope.
I'm just pointing.
Yo.
I'm
yo,
just
I'm gonna say that if you guys haven't listened,
that you've made it very
okay, you know
clear
what? See, this
that
is
you
what
are
she
the
does.
CEO.
Oh,
and I
my
absolutely
God.
Appreciate
oh,
that.
Oh my God! You know what? I can't win. So I'm gonna tell you that. I know if you guys haven't heard that story, I'm gonna tell you real quick. So
oh
Sophia
God.
And I, it was about. I think it was about the book, right? It was about the book.
Was yeah,
it about
it was.
The book.
Yes.
I think
yes, it was.
Yes, and Sophia was about the book. It was about the book, and
who was
and
right,
Sophia
Greg?
Was like, Greg?
Who was right?
You were right. You were right. You were right. Okay, you know what? Well, no, she really wants to rub it in my face. But okay, I never, ever, ever in my life, I've never in my life in 30, 40 years that I've been in business, you know what I've never done? I've never, ever pulled rank. Never pull rank on anybody. Never. Never. Because, I, you know, everybody knows who I am. I do what I do, and I say what I know. Nobody, no challenges. Even my damn $1,000-hour lawyers don't challenge me because I'm like this. I know. Bring me something that I don't know. Because if you bring me something I know, you're no use to me. So, but this particular time, Sophie, she knows what she's doing. I mean, she also, Greg, you know what? Greg, trust me. And I know me. I don't trust anybody. I trust Sophia. I don't trust anybody. Like that. I'm like, people tell me, trust me. Next thing you know, I'm done. But Sophia said, Greg, I know what I'm doing. You got to trust me. Don't hear me with this. Don't micromanage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Did she say that? Did she? That really, like, you know, I'm like, okay, Greg, breathe. Don't flip out. And then we're going back and forth on an issue. And she goes, but Greg, but blah, 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 blah. But I said, then I don't know. She pushed my button. Nobody pushed my button. And I said this stupidly. This was an emotional response, not a business, not a passion, because I was so frustrated because I couldn't even get a word out because, you know, I'm always hogging the conversation. And I said, look, Sophia, don't forget, I'm the CEO. And you know what? I'm the CEO. And then when I said that, I'm like, fuck, did I just say that? And you know how your words come out of your mouth and you want to take it back? And I just stood there. I stopped in the middle of the street. I was at 42nd. And Lexington Avenue, right, Grand Central Place. And I just stopped. I was like, oh, shit. Didn't come. She just like, yeah, that right there. Uh-huh. That came. I was like, and you know what? Here's the thing. I'm never wrong about business. I'm almost never wrong. But, and I don't like to apologize, but I immediately groveled, like, Sophia, I'm sorry. And you know what? And she didn't even, her whole freaking tone did not change. Didn't change. She was like, yeah, you're the CEO. Uh-huh. All righty. You're the CEO. And I'm like, and the way she says that shit, it's like, stick another knife in me. Just turn it. Stick another knife in me.
Ooh. Listen to this, though. At the end of the day, he is the CEO, and I absolutely 100% agree the CEO. However, he has employed me as his president. So...
Right.
So,
right.
President...
And not micromanage.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously, on a serious note...
I love the fact that we have so much banter and we can talk about things, you know,
we talk about everything.
And fluidly and then, yeah.
Yes.
Listen, this is, you know, it happened once and it will never happen again. But what I'm trying to say
is that it's
but it's good because I think when you, when you're talking about business and we're taking away a little bit away from the Earth, Wind and Fire thing here,
but it's okay. You know what, that's okay.
Yeah. It's part and parcel. If you cannot communicate with your business partner and say it as it is, because transparency is key, isn't it?
Right.
Then you've got a very difficult road ahead of
relationship.
You. And I think at the end of the day, you know, I can turn around to you and say, Greg, shut up for God's sake. Let me speak.
Yes, or she
you
does.
Will say,
She did that four times today. She did it four times today. And I was like, okay. Okay, but she does not understand this. I'm not ADHD or anything like that, but my mind runs faster than others because I'm a genius. Not as a genius as she is, but I'm a genius.
I'm no genius.
Yes, she's a genius. You know, she's so modest. But you know what? Sophia and I, we talk about everything. You know, her ex-boyfriend who used to wear skinny jeans and stuff like that. We could talk about anything, you know.
We can talk about absolutely anything. And that's the truth. It's actually hilarious. Dancing, skinny jeans.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to come back because we got 17 minutes. I want to play It's All About Love. Did that come out right? I don't want to apologize, guys. Tonight it sounds like a pirate-ass radio station, and the quality sucks. And we will do better next week. Right, Sel? So?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Don't go anywhere.
We never spend time talking to you. So we figured we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love. Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your mind. Feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line, girl, my dear. Girl, my dear, heart, girl.
With us, for instance, you know, like we've studied all kinds of culture. before, if you dig. And like, coming from a hip place, all of these things help because they give you an insight to your inner self. Have mercy. Now, there's an outer self we gotta deal with, you know? The one that like to go to parties, the one that like to dress up and be cool and look pretty on ego trips and all this. So like, hey y'all, I'm trying to tell you, you gotta love you. You gotta learn all the beautiful things around you, the trees and the birds. And if there ain't no beauty, you gotta make some beauty. Have mercy, listen to me, y'all. My beauty.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter and Sophia Georgiou, featuring the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay, I don't spell things wrong, but wait, I need to what? What? What did I spell wrong? What did I spell wrong, girl? What did I
you
spell
put Trevor.
Wrong?
Trevor.
Trevor on what? On what? On what? On what? Trevor on what? On what?
Oh, it's not you. It's somebody else.
Yeah. See, guys? See how it is? See, this is what I get, man. You know what? I'm going to chalk this shit up to it's after midnight, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's like after midnight, and she's tired. She's like, Greg, she takes me, Greg, you know what? You spelt that. She spelt S-P-E-L-T wrong.
Oh, my God. No.
What?
No. You did the right thing. You copied me in, honey. And, yeah, it's not you. I thought you wrote the actual post, but it wasn't you. But anyway.
I'm chalking this up because Sophie's tired.
Just say, Greg, I just want to thank everybody again. And I know we do it every time, but I just want to thank everybody, firstly, for listening, but also for buying our book.
Right.
You know, these beautiful little pictures that we're getting through of all of these beautiful children reading Emma's European Adventure.
Yes.
I can't tell you how proud and honored and humbled that we both are, Greg and I,
to actually
see this, because you have spent your hard-earned money to actually purchase a book for your children or whoever it may be for, and to see the joy that they get from reading our book is just heartwarming. So I just want to say again, just thank you to everybody that has ordered our book. And, we are eternally grateful.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you, Gina, who lives upstate New York, Gina, pronounce your last name. I've known Gina for like 3 or 4 years. Gina used to own a bar on Park Avenue, Upper East Side, called Earl's Beer and Tea something. I walk into her bar. She's this vivacious, amazing woman. And we're talking, and she's like, Greg, you want to buy my bar? I'm like, huh? No. I'm going to have a drink, though. So we started talking, and Gina's like, Greg, I am going to check out of New York City. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, I'm selling my bar. I'm moving upstate New York, and I'm going to live a different life. And that's who's on my page right now. Gina sold her bar, went upstate New York, got a guy, got a kid. She was the first one to buy our book. She was the very first one to buy our book. So, Gina, we love you. And baby boy, because I call Bodie baby boy. Baby boy, the book is almost bigger than he is. You know?
It is. It's so cute. It's really lovely.
Yes.
But isn't it just, it's so heartwarming. It really is. But, and can we just say, the amount of support that we've got has been, just unbelievable. And, we have got so many more things to do with Emma and her adventures.
Yes.
You know, we've got so many things that are coming forward, and next year is going to be a phenomenal year for us all and for Emma and obviously her books. So, like I said,
I got to say this. I have to say this. I want, because Sophia, guys, I want to tell you a little about Sophia. Sophia is always championing, and she doesn't get quite the recognition that she's supposed to get. And I want to say, you are one fucking amazing person. You came into my life. Now, I want to say, most people come into your life and turn it upside down. She spent that shit around 360, smacked me in the face and say, really, Greg? Really? We're going to do this. I'm like, what? And it happened. This year has been so freaking amazing. And it's all because of Sophia. Sophia, you know what, girl? You know what? Don't make me cry. I'm having a moment. I'm not going to do it. Okay, listen. We got about a minute left. We got to go. We will see you guys next Thursday. We're going to be on a different platform, I presume, because this is – I'm done with this platform. Sophia and I are done. We're going over to a better platform. Yeah. We love you. Shoot for the moon if you miss. You're among the stars. Take us out, Soph.
Love you lots, everybody, and thank you for listening. Let's speak next week.
Peace. We out.
Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter.
Promising electric things. You touch me and so